USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump citing several documents in the Rose Garden this morning, one to keep the federal government open. It was going to shut down at midnight had a bipartisan agreement on border security not been reached. But because that border security deal does not include much wall funding, the president's also declared a national and humanitarian emergency along the border with Mexico, allowing him to divert $8 billion of Defense Department money to help pay for building a wall. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warning President Trump and Republicans who support this.
I'm just saying that the Republicans should have some dismay about the door that they are opening, the threshold they are crossing.
Some Republicans also expressing opposition. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back at work at the Supreme Court for the first time since December cancer surgery. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, the first Republican now to be challenging President Trump for the 2020 GOP nomination. Weld announcing in New Hampshire this morning that he's created a presidential exploratory committee. The 73-year-old says Trump is simply too unstable, in his words, to be the commander-in-chief. And Weld added Republicans in Washington are exhibiting signs of Stockholm syndrome with Trump as their captor. Weld was the vice presidential candidate on Gary Johnson's failed libertarian bid for president back in 2016. A powerful Pacific storm forcing residents to leave homes in parts of California. In the northern part of the state, heavy rain's been whipped by 75-mile-an-hour winds. Some neighborhoods evacuated because of mudslide dangers. A mudslide just north of San Francisco destroyed a number of homes and buried several cars in mud yesterday, but luckily, no one was injured. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A report claims police are investigating whether Empire actor Jussie Smollett staged his alleged attack. ABC Chicago is reporting two people of interest are being questioned by Chicago police investigating the reported attack last month. These two men worked as extras on the TV program Empire. Smollett has claimed that he was attacked by two men who yelled racist and homophobic slurs at him, put a rope around his neck, and poured a liquid on him that smelled like bleach. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed a law that gives justice to victims of child sexual abuse in the state. The governor is saying the legislation signed yesterday is a key step towards overcoming the type of abuse that's been prevalent in some institutions, including the Catholic Church. The Child Victims Act was passed by state lawmakers late last month, extending the statute of limitations in such cases. And a man who survived a mountain lion attack in Colorado is telling his story now. Trail runner Travis Kaufman, speaking to reporters and detailing the account of how he was able to wrestle the cat to the ground and suffocate it last week. Kaufman did suffer serious injuries. He required 20 stitches in his face, as well as some stitches to injuries on his wrist and arms. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.